welcome to another GIMP know-how tutorial. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to make a new GIMP splash screen, and you can find out how to install that on another tutorial that will be near the end of the video in a link annotation. So I will be teaching you how to just make the background of it. And as you'll see, I added a little halo effect to whenever I click the mouse. I know you can already hear the sounds, but I was hoping it would help some people understand it. So to start off, we're going to duplicate this layer, and then click Filters, Artistic, Soft Glow. My settings were 10, 0.75, and 0.85. That'll soft glow. As you'll notice, this is way too intense. On my LCD screen, it's almost blinding. So I'm just going to tone this down to like 50%. And that gives it a more surreal look. The second thing we're going to do to make it more surreal is first, just merge this layer down by clicking right-clicking on the layer and then clicking Merge Down. Make a new layer, and we're going to soften the edges. So take your fuzzy brush, and I'm going to tone it up to about 7, and color the edges in black. Okay, so once you have the edges, just click Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, or Gaussian Blur, however it's pronounced. I'm not entirely sure yet. Oh, we're going to want a bigger one than that. A pretty big blur depending on your image. That's big enough for me. And then I'm just going to tone the opacity down. And that does soften the edges, and that's exactly what we want. So we can go ahead and merge that down even. Now make a new layer. And now we're going to actually make this look professional. Now, you have two options of doing this. I'm going to do mine the curved option, which is a little bit harder. So take the Paths tool on a new layer and draw a line just about like this. Then move one end up and Then I'm going to take the squares and then manipulate this down. So we end up with this kind of curved line. And then I'm just going to continue this selection around the whole entire picture. Then just click Enter to convert it to a selection. Oh, it's messy, I'm sorry. A lot of times the paths, selection paths are really messy. I know not why. I'm assumed it's because it's not exactly lined up. There, and that's cleaner. So I'm going to fill this in with white, and then click Select, Shrink by 1 pixel. And then fill this in entirely with black. Select none. Now, this looks pretty rough, as you can imagine right now, so I'm just going to tone down the opacity. So you see here that it's a very smooth transition effect. Make a new layer, and this is where our text is going to go. So I'm using the font Satu, which I'm not even sure if any other people have it. It came with my Mac. I'm going to choose white, and then I'm just going to make it look professional by typing in GIMP. And I'm going to add lots of other professional elements. You'll see. Make a new text layer. There, that says GIMP. Move that over maybe just a little bit. Then in smaller text, I'm going to type in version 2.6. Oh, I want it smaller than that. Yeah, about 15 is right for me. Make a new layer. So that's what we have so far. More text. Ugh, I can't even spell. I'm not even sure if that's how you spell license. I'm almost positive it's not. But I don't have spell check on GIMP, and spell check is my life. Make that even smaller. Maybe not that small. Put that at the bottom. Maybe the company name, open source ink. And so there is a very nice GIMP Alps screen. And I'm going to actually do a little bit more yet. So I'm going to make this very big. Make a very big G. That's about good. And then tone the opacity down pretty low. Then make a large I. I'm making this custom because I think it looks cooler than any other font because you can control the spacing, etc. And I'm just toning the opacity down to around what the others are. It looks awkward if one letter is more opaque than the others. I'm going to make this intersect a little bit. Then make one final P. Maybe move the M over. And so that is what my whole splash screen looked like. And in the annotation, which I should be circling or something right now, you will see more. If you want to make it look very cool, I think I'm actually going to do this because I just now had this idea, didn't even rehearse it. I'm going to make the M hide behind the mountain. Take your eraser tool. Yes, that looks amazing, in my opinion. Can't believe I didn't think of that before. But yeah, incorporate your letters into the scenery, and it will look awesome. It's like, yeah, hiding. Yes, that looks so awesome. I didn't even think of that, but yes, that is how you make an awesome-looking GIMP splash screen. So thank you for watching this tutorial, and again, the annotation should pop up. And yeah, check out my website, etc., etc.